Well, right now on Robin Hood Radio, let's welcome in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall.
After a very busy weekend with a lot of things going on.
It was a busy one. A big thing, traction was in Sharon this weekend. On Saturday, we had the groundbreaking for the new addition to the Hotchkiss Library, and it was quite the scene. Lots of people, lots of dignitaries, very nicely done. As you know, the library is planning an addition on the back of the building, not to disturb the historical look of the 1893 structure. And there were speeches and talks and explanations. And the campaign chairman explained that they have raised $2.7 million towards the $3 million goal. And so they're looking to close that gap, and I assume it's going to start pretty soon.
Yeah, interesting day they had that. And, of course, the Sharon on the Green Arts and Crafts Fair, which only about half the vendors, about 50. But the people that packed into Sharon for this were amazing.
It was incredible. I expected, you know, just a small crowd. And, Matt Andrelis-Meddy, who runs it for the Parks and Recreation, yes, it was smaller, but new vendors, new faces shopping, and it was a lovely day to stroll the green. So, yeah, things were happening in Sharon this weekend.
I heard from one friend of a vendor that the vendor there didn't know what to expect. They did almost $800.
Wow, that's fabulous. It's a great thing, and it raises money for the teen center, which is great. And come again to Sharon next weekend because the triathlon starts down at Mudge Pond at 8 a.m. Saturday. So that's always a fun event. And Matt was saying, I think he has 90 signups already for the run, swim, and walk.
People want to get back into it. You know, they missed it for a year. They want to get back into it.
They do. They do. So kind of fun. Nice to see people out and about again. Hopefully it's not going to, the virus is not going to come back with a resurgence. Although, that's what Dr. Herko talked about during his community update at Sharon Hospital the other night. It was a virtual talk, and unfortunately, he did have to focus on the resurgence and steps they're taking. It must be masked again at going into Sharon, and visitors are, you know, only during certain hours, and everyone who spoke just urged that people think about getting vaccinated. So,
right. We've got a video of that up. For people who didn't see it, it's up on our CATV6 video page.
Good, good. Okay. And looking ahead, first of all, we have a couple of interesting races going on. Here in Kent, there's going to be a four-way race for first selectman. Incumbent Gene Speck is the Democrat, Ed Mattson's the Republican, and we have two people who are petitioning as independents, Rufus Durham and Jim Rundle. So lots of politics going on here. And in Cornwall, Priscilla Pavel, who's the current Republican selectman, was overlooked for someone else on the Republican ticket, and I understand she, too, is going to petition to get on the ballot. So stay tuned. November will be here before we know it.
All right. And we've got the doubleheader meeting in Falls Village tonight.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, I know that First Selectman Todd is away, so I assume they're going to meet without him, and then the Board of Finance.
Yeah. The Sharon Board of Selectmen meeting for this has been canceled.
Oh, it has.
Just got the phone call from Tina.
Oh, okay, as was Salisbury last week. And actually, it's rather, Cornwall. Nope, Sharon, that was last week. So, I'm not so sure.
It's not a real busy week this
week. It's not a busy week.
Cornwall has a couple of meetings, but not a lot.
Yeah, it's a summertime lull, and people are looking to do other things besides go to meetings. There is a tribute to Gladys Wilcox at the Pilgrim House on Thursday.
And also on Thursday, they have the thing at the VFW and the Thursday concert at Gear Nursing and Rehabilitation Center.
I'm not so sure about those. I did get notice they're considering, those are only for residents at the moment, not outsiders, because of COVID.
All right.
So, and they may be canceling them entirely.
All right.
So who knows? Ugly. Yeah.
All right.
And, so, but Marshall, I'm sure there'll be plenty of stuff to report next week.
I think so. So
There's a great map show at the Cornwall Historical Society. I urge
that opened
people
up this
go.
Weekend. That's right. It runs for the month, yes.
And yeah, so that I would encourage people to go to that.
All right, Ruth.
Okay, Marshall, have a good week.
We'll check with you.
Take care.
Take care.
Yeah.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio.